KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies and 42 degrees. We'll look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, Senator Joni Ernst says she's legitimately undecided about the health care plan House Republican leaders have crafted as a replacement for the Affordable Care Act. And Ernst is raising concerns about some of the budget cuts President Trump proposed last week, including a 21% cut to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And when you look at Iowa as a whole, we are a rural state. So our issues are very different than some of the other states that may have much more metro areas. So I will be working, watching out for SNAP and other programs like that in the Farm Bill.
Ernst talked about the SNAP benefits, food stamps, on Friday night during a town hall meeting in Des Moines. She says there are a lot of issues nested together when it comes to addressing poverty in rural America, including inadequate housing and lack of financing for rural businesses, in addition to food insecurity. Drastic cuts to the free and reduced-priced school lunch program would likely meet resistance from lawmakers, according to Ernst, as lawmakers craft a federal budget.
I think we all understand that we need to tighten our belts a little bit moving forward because we are $20 trillion in debt. But I think this will be a huge push for the members of the Midwestern Coalition, especially. If you look at Iowa, we do have a lot of children that are food insecure. And so this is something that I will be watching out for.
Ernst held town hall meetings in Cedar Rapids and Des Moines last Friday. A hospital association estimates a Republican-backed plan to replace the Affordable Care Act could leave up to 250,000 Iowans without health insurance. Others speculate the change could destabilize the entire Medicaid system that serves the poor and disabled people. The Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, estimates 24 million Americans will lose health care coverage over the next decade under the proposal. The Iowa Hospital Association, which represents 118 hospitals, has estimated through statistical data that between 200,000 and 250,000 Iowa residents will lose coverage. Governor Terry Branstad has reiterated his support for repealing the ACA, but his office and the state agency that oversees health care in Iowa says an analysis of what the overhaul would mean to the state would need to wait until Congress approves a bill. In area news, police in Creston are reporting six arrests and one incident of theft and fraud occurred over the past week. On Sunday night, 47-year-old Robert Johnston of Mount Air was arrested following a traffic stop in Creston. Johnston was charged with possession of paraphernalia, driving while barred, OWI first offense, and possession of a controlled substance third offense. He was later released on a $5,000 bond. Early Sunday morning, 54-year-old Ronald Brammer of Afton was arrested in Creston for driving while suspended. He was later released on a $300 bond. Three men were arrested early Saturday morning in Creston. 21-year-old Lucas Clark, 37-year-old Jason Carlton, and 21-year-old Jeffrey Hicks, all of Creston, were arrested at around 1:30 a.m. Saturday for public intoxication. Clark and Carlton were released on a $300 bond, while Hicks was released from the Union County Jail on time served. Last Thursday morning, Creston police arrested 39-year-old John Burgoyne of Creston at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Burgoyne was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for a charge of second-degree theft. He was later released on $5,000 bond. And Sunday night, the Creston Knights of Columbus reported that sometime between March 3rd and March 13th, their checking account information had been hacked, and four checks were printed in four different states to four different individuals. Two of those checks were cashed. The loss was estimated at a little more than $3,970. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported over the weekend a Villisca man was arrested Friday afternoon for allegedly violating a no-contact order. 18-year-old Wyatt Baldwin was transported without incident to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Members of the CAM School District's Board of Education will gather this evening at 6:30 in the CAM High School Media Center for their regular monthly meeting. On the agenda is a review of contracts and bonds and a resolution approving those items, a presentation from the CAM Education Association with regard to an opening proposal for negotiations, discussion with regard to the greenhouse building, approval of revisions to the special education delivery plan, adoption of a budget guarantee resolution, and acceptance of vehicle bids for buses and a school car. The CAM School Board will also set the time and dates for public hearings on the 2017-18 district calendar and budget. A public hearing will be held this evening at the high school in Elkhorn with regard to the Exira EHK district's calendar for 2017-18. The hearing takes place as part of a regular meeting of the Exira EHK school board that begins at 7 p.m. Regular business to follow the hearing includes discussion and likely action on approving a budget guarantee resolution to levy property tax for fiscal year 2017-18 for the regular program budget adjustment, approving the 2017-18 school calendar, approval to publish the proposed budget, and setting a public hearing on the budget for 6 p.m. on April the 11th. Other Exira EHK board action will include approval of support staff and administration salaries, the 2015-16 school audit, a repair proposal for sections 1 and 2 of the school roof in Elkhorn, and approval of a lawnmower bid, suburban purchase, personnel hires, transfers, and or resignations. The Exira EHK school board will also discuss but take no action on facility assessment priorities. And public hearings will be held this evening in Griswold with regard to the Griswold School District's 2017-18 budget and 2017-18 school calendar. The hearings will take place as part of the Griswold School Board's regular meeting in the central office of the high school middle school beginning at 5:30. The regular school board meeting follows the conclusion of both hearings, and under old business includes updates on the district facilities from KPE Architects and Facilities Committee, as well as the second reading of the 500 series board policies. During new business this evening, the Griswold School Board will act on approving the 2017-18 budget and school calendar, an E-rate application, mowing bids, matters pertaining to the middle school, high school behavioral disorder program, driver's education fees, and an annual review of policy, in addition to the first reading of certain 500 series policies. Prior to their adjournment, the board may choose to enter into a closed session for the purpose of discussing negotiation strategies with a certified bargaining unit and or discussion pertaining to a personnel matter. In state news, authorities say a West Des Moines junior high teacher is facing two drug charges. Court records say 38-year-old Catherine Sieberling is charged with misdemeanor possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was arrested Thursday night after an officer pulled her over for a headlight problem on the car she was driving. The officer wrote in a criminal complaint that he could smell marijuana as he spoke to Sieberling and that she admitted to having some pot with her. The officer said he found less than a gram of pot inside of a pill bottle in the car. School records say Sieberling is a language arts teacher at the Stillwell Junior High School. A former Des Moines school bus assistant fired after being accused of abusing a special needs student said she should get her job back, and an arbitrator agrees, but the school district is fighting the effort to put her back on the bus. An arbitrator ordered in December that Ruby Taylor be reinstated. That came after her union filed a grievance on her behalf after her 2015 firing. But the school district filed a petition last week seeking to have the arbitrator's decision thrown out. Taylor was fired after a surveillance video from the November 2015 bus shows her yelling at a crying student and pushing him up against a bus wall, pressing his face into a window after he repeatedly stood up. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.